All right, continuing our media availability here with the driver of the number 20, DeWalt Toyota, for Joe Gibbs Racing, Eric Jones. Eric, coming off a pretty strong run last weekend, the car had a lot of speed. Where do you guys feel as a program, you know, you're at here in year two, you know, now with Joe Gibbs Racing, a new team for you, how would you kind of assess where the team is at so far in 2018?
Well, I think, you know, you look back at the start of the year and we've just been lacking some speed. We've had some okay cars and some okay runs at the start of the year, and then we had a few bad weeks, and then I thought Charlotte was going to be a really good day for us, you know, just from qualifying and practice and the way the car was driving. I was really happy with it, but things just didn't go our way, you know. Unfortunately, in NASCAR races, sometimes, you know, there's a lot more to it than just being really fast. And Charlotte, we had the speed, but we didn't have the execution or the luck in the race and didn't really finish where I thought we were capable of, for sure. I thought we were a top three car, and we actually had some damage from that earlier wreck that was slowing us down too. So, you know, we just got to stay on this path of having good speed. I think we've got decent speed here today, and you know, just making sure we're executing and not having the mistakes that we had at Charlotte, and taking what's capable of the race car.
All right, we'll open things up to the floor here. Any questions for Eric? Start with Claire.
Claire Beelang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. I've been thinking a lot about whether the veterans or the young drivers do better at a track like Pocono. And some of the drivers told me it really depended on if somebody gets the feel here, they get it. And if they don't get it, it takes a lot of time to get it. Where are you on that scale? And do you understand, you know, kind of that concept? Like, either you feel it and it's your kind of racing here, or it takes you a long time to get Pocono.
I think it does. I've actually got a lot of experience, a lot of laps here, I would say. Not in a cup car, but I've had some ARCA races here, some truck races here, Xfinity race here. So I've been here a lot. I've been coming here since 2013 was my first time here. And, you know, I feel comfortable here. I feel like it's a good track and a track that I like. But there is definitely a different driving style here. It's helped having Kyle as a teammate. Kyle's really fast here in the cup car. Has been the last few years, and having his data and his knowledge to lean on has helped a lot. It's a very different track than in the cup car than it is in anything else with the shifting. You can really actually make a few mistakes along the way and still have a really good lap and still put down a fast lap time. So it's definitely tough. It's not an easy place, but we had two really fast cars here last year, which helped with my learning curve, just having good speed in our race cars. And I think that accelerated things a lot, but I do feel comfortable here.
I'll go to Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, Pocono Record. Eric, you got your first career top five here last year. I believe it was in the June race, got third. Mm-hmm. Does that give you confidence coming back to a place like this? Obviously, you just talked about all the success you've had here and the good runs you've had. Does that help the confidence when you come into a place like this?
It does. You know, I think anytime you go back to a place where you ran well and feel comfortable at, it's always a confidence boost. And coming back this weekend, and especially coming off a weekend where we had such a fast race car, you know, you feel like you're going to have another good weekend automatically. You know, whether it works out or not, when you get here, you feel confident and feel you're definitely excited to get on track. I was excited to get on track this morning and see what we got. So, yeah, I think it is a big confidence boost when you come back to a track you run well. You know, you never want to somewhere you've ran poor at or not had good runs at, you never look forward to going to too much, and you feel like you're always trying to improve, and still trying to improve here, but definitely feel more comfortable coming in and more confident.
We'll go up here to the front.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Eric, when Ryan was in here earlier, Ryan Blaney, he obviously he got his first win here, and somebody asked him who he thought maybe some of the guys were, you know, the next first timers. He mentioned your name. Do you kind of feel, get a sense that maybe that first win is, you know, is coming, you're on the verge of it?
Yeah, I think we're definitely capable of it. You know, I don't think that's in question. I think it's just a matter of having the right weekend, and I thought honestly last week at Charlotte might have been our shot. We had good pace and good speed. Unfortunately, got some damage, which slowed us down a little bit. Still climbed back up to second at one point towards the end and just had a couple mistakes that took us out of it. So I think it's in the realm of possibility every week. We just need to hit it right and have good speed. We've been getting our cars better and better. the last month and a half. I felt like that, you know, I don't know that we are necessarily down on speed, but just the driving style, the way the cars were handling wasn't quite fitting what I wanted, and I think we've gotten a lot closer to that over the last couple of weeks. So it's there. You know, we just need to have a good weekend, have a weekend where we execute properly, we qualify really well. You know, we need to qualify in the top 10 for sure, and then and have a great race, not make any mistakes, no mistakes on my end, no mistakes in the pits. And, you know, eventually those things are going to work out. We've been up front this year. We've led some laps, and we just need to have a mistake-free day.
Any other questions here for Eric? Nope. All right. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, guys.